Morning to you.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning.
Pleasure.
What actually has led to Italy's government being thrown into such chaos?
Well, much of what's happening there is does have a little bit of the Italian soap opera scenario, with a lot more serious and dangerous consequences. The election of the 4th of March produced the most protracted set of negotiations and discussions in relation to a possible government. And you have to keep on top of this by the minute, almost by the hour, because there have been dramatic changes in the last 24 hours. So after a possibility that elections could have happened in the latter part of the summer, there appears to be a government which may be officially inaugurated at 4 o'clock Italian time today. But the background and the context of this crisis is pretty important. You raised some really good aspects of the crisis in relation to the fact that you have a kind of an eclectic movement called the Five Star Movement, along with the far right Lega, which is quite xenophobic, anti-migration. And you've got some opposites in the same coalition, and therefore having a bottom line of what they can actually do with a prime minister who's quite an unknown personality, a law professor, and frankly, a European Union, which is really nervous, and I must admit, getting very impatient and making some pretty harsh comments about the political consequences that might happen in Italy.
Many Italians believe that adapting the currency was a mistake. What is the reason that the euro itself is causing problems?
Look, the membership of a single currency required certain economic conditions that, in many respects, Italy was unable to reach. And what it does is, by having a common monetary policy, a common interest rate, an inability to use the currency to correct certain difficulties in your trade scenario that Italy had been using for decades. You know, whenever it had some difficulty with its exports, it would carry out a reduction in the value of its lira, and then stabilize and then go back to normal. This is no longer possible. That's one aspect. The second aspect and here's Mr. Berlusconi coming into the act, the agreed exchange rate to the euro at the time when it was finally agreed was heavily contested in Italy as being disproportionately in favor of the euro and to the detriment of the lira. And I think the third aspect is that when people started to change the euro or change the lira into the euro, they had the perception, at least, if not the reality, that they were being shortchanged and that things were costing more simply with moving to the single currency. So there have been a number of aspects there that the Italians have been really dissatisfied. And one thing I will say about the difficulty with the Italians is that while Brexit may have been a campaign of disinformation or misinformation or whatever you want, the issue of the Italians and their attitude towards the euro is more couched in the actual feelings of how the currency works in the economy. And so I don't think you can make a case of disinformation here. People feel that they blame the euro for some of the difficulties, and especially in the middle of the global financial crisis that took place in Europe between 2008 and 2012.
So if they were to leave the EU, as you say, the same way sort of Britain has done, what would the likely immediate effects be?
Look, I think we're probably overreaching here with Italy leaving either the euro or even the European Union. What we do have is a government that is Eurosceptic, of that there's no doubt. The actual move to taking concrete action to leave the European Union in any of its aspects, I think, is a tall order for the moment. But if this crisis were to continue, and particularly the standoff with the European Union, which unfortunately is not being helped by a number of comments made by European Union leaders, which are really, really strange, because they're just throwing petrol on fire. I think some of what's happening in Britain with the Brexit is starting to cause a little bit of concern about, hey, leaving the Euro or the European Union, it's not as simple as it sounds. And if Italy were to make that dramatic step, which, by the way, would cost many years, because going from one currency to another is not anything you can do in less than three, four years, as was the case when they went to the Euro. This creates great difficulty, uncertainty, and frankly, I don't think that anyone has thought about the consequences of that and the possibilities of destabilization, market responses. And we're seeing that the president responded pretty vigorously in relation to the potential new government, precisely because the markets, and especially the bond markets that Italy is very dependent on in terms of government refinancing of its debt, can really cause havoc to the Italian economy and, as we saw, to the global finance markets.
Well, I can certainly see where Brexit might be a cautionary tale for other countries currently in the EU. But if we are looking at Italy staying in the Union, are they likely to need a bailout similar to how we saw with Greece a few years back?
No. We're on different levels here. What Italy has is a high government debt, of which there's no doubt about. And if the bond market interest rates remain stable, and the instability is primarily because of the inability to have a government that appears solid and clear in terms of what it wants to do, Italy's got a long way before it gets to that kind of level of crisis and even potential bailout. The other issue is this, is that Greece is an economy that is 10 times smaller than the Italian one. Anything that happens in Italy will have disastrous consequences for the European Union and dare I say, even to the global financial markets. We've got a long way to go. One of the peculiarities of Italy and its economy is that it's got a very high public debt, around about 130% of its gross domestic product. But it's got the smallest private debt in the advanced world. And so this anomaly says something about the way Italians spend and how they save and where they save and things of that kind. I think we've got a long way to go before Italy would be in that kind of situation of any kind of bailout. And even though the economy is not growing, which is the main concern that the main institutions have, that the growth is under 0.5% in the last few years, as opposed to, say, Australia, which is sort of 2.5%, that's the area of great concern, and the political leadership that there is there now. Unfortunately, the political leadership will create a lot of jitters between now and when we do go to another election, and the European Union will probably have extra battles on the hand with the Italian government because it's clearly a Eurosceptic government.
Bruno, thank you very much. Really do appreciate...